Hilchos Shabbos. We have a 6-week course, which is entitled Bishul, I guess. Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, as it's quoted over here on page 1. And the truth is that this within itself is divided into two parts. The first part is Bishul proper, the laws of cooking on Shabbos. And the second will be if things work out well, will be the last 3 weeks, is what we call Gzeiros Bishul, Shehiyah, Achzor, etc., which we'll describe as we go later on. Let's begin with the first Mara Mokum, which is page 9. Wait, hold on. There are two different page numbering systems here. I apologize. It says here page 9. I'm sorry. Page 9. Kol Shabo, the Mishnah. Kol Shabo Bechamen Meir of Shabbos, Shorin also Bechamen Bishabbos. What does that mean? Whatever, let's just translate loosely. Rashi says, Kolomashin is Bashel, whatever was cooked before Shabbos, right? So you can cook it again, if you will, on Shabbos. This seems to be a source for one of the most famous of all rules in Hilchos Bishul, which is called what? Very good. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So Rashi says, right? It was Baba Chaman who was put in water on Friday. So then you can put it in water again on Shabbos, presumably because of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. As a matter of fact, the Mordechai, page 29, says so explicitly. Here in Siman Shin Beis, he quotes, he's commenting on the Mishnah, Kol Shabbo B'chamin, Pirsha B'lezim Yimitz, the Urayim, Mikan, from the Mishnah we learn, the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Here's the famous phrase. You won't find a phrase in Shas, to my knowledge. You check your computer. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. I don't know if it's found in Shas. But it's found right over here. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is based upon the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Hei. So it's the Mordechai at the very beginning of Siman Shin Beis, quoting the Urayim. It's interesting that the Tosfos HaRosh, right over here on this daf, has a different take. The Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. He quotes Rashi. Let's read Rashi again. Shorin osu b'chamin, kedei shiyah nimoach. Right? Says the Tosfos HaRosh as follows. That if it's a little bit, again, shorin osu b'chamin, kedei shiyah nimoach, that it's going to become soft. Maybe even very soft. He says, that's the Chiddush over here. The fact, says the Rosh, that you can take something which has been cooked and cook it again, quote unquote, take a potato, and the potato is fully cooked. You put the potato back in the water and it heats up, says the Rosh, that's Pashut. For that, you don't need a Mishnah. I repeat, against the Urayim. For that, you don't need a Mishnah. That's the devil, Pashut. The Chiddush is, that even this idea of Sheni Moch, that it can actually sit in the water for so long, that it begins to melt, if you will. Okay? That's a Chiddush. Why, says the Rosh, I quote, came in the Metakin Mona de Shriya Zuz, Gemar Malachta Velitzer, maybe Elitzer of Makkah, but Patish or something of the line. He says that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is a Dover Poshut. The Mordechai, it's not a Dover Poshut. You need a Mishnah to tell it to you. Okay. But they both agree, of course, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Everyone seems to agree with that. When the Rambam quotes Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, something very interesting. Take a look on the Rambam it's in page number 31. Rambam says, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, towards the end, Hamavashal al ur davash emavushal kol tzarko, o davash en etzarach bishul klal, potter. It's the Rambam. What is noteworthy about the Rambam, gentlemen? One word. Potter. What does potter usually mean, Rambam? Come on, you know. Potter Abalasser. Pilei ployim. We always thought ein bishul lacha bishul. It means it's mutter. Here the Rambam is saying potter. Egle Talia says kasha, and he says, you know why it's not mutter? Because of as I called it before, the second half of this series of shiurim, there were technical issues such as shehiya, hachzara, nisina mecholash. These are technical terms which we'll get to later on. Gzeros bishul. But from the perspective of bishul, it's certainly considered to be mutter. So suggests the Egle Tal. It's not the pashup shat, because who's talking here about these gzeros? He said they're not found anywhere over here. Different prakam in Rambam. He's talking about bishul proper. This is a problem. Why the word potter is used, and it's not so simple. Why it should be potter? Okay. But let's just tackle a little bit more on the Rambam before we get back to that issue. He makes a comparison of two things. The word potter is found in Rambam here four or five times in Halacha Gimel alone. Potter, and then he says again, potter. But over here, he couldn't afford another time. He put them together with one big potter. Mevushal kol tzarko, or davash ena tzarok bishul klal. Both are potter, the same potter. Why? Pepimini suggests, according to the Rambam, he put them in the same potter because they're fundamentally the same halach. The Rambam says, Dovash Mevushal kol tzarko. It's fully cooked. So if it's fully cooked, so what are you adding? You're adding nothing. So too, Dovash and Tzarok Bishul Klal. What are you adding? You're adding nothing to the Rambam. So if you're adding nothing, so it's potter. It's not a malachas machsheves. You haven't made it better. It's not a malacha. So writes the Rambam in putting these two things together. There's a direct contrast to the Rashba. The Magen Mishneh in the first wide line quotes it. Das HaRashba Uktsas Me'amafarshim Shekolshin is Vashel K'machal Ben Drusoy. What is Machal Ben Drusoy? Look in the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. He tells you what it means. Something is wrong with this print here. We're missing a page? We're missing a page in between. Okay. But we are still able to see in the end of Halacha Hey, it says, Aval Nusbashel Kulo Chatzi Bishel is Chayef. Chatzi Bishel is Malchal Ben Drusoy. Rashi holds it. Shlish Bishel. Okay. So, Rabosai, here we have the Rashba saying, if it's Nusbashel Kulmachal Ben Drusoy, Shuv ein bo mishum chiyuv bishul dvar Torah. Against the Rambam. The Rambam says once it has to be fully cooked to apply the principle of the rice of ein bishul lacha bishul. According to the Rashba, as long as it's half cooked or third cooked, machal ben dusoy, we then apply the principle of ein bishul lacha bishul. It's a big difference conceptually. According to the Rashba, it's a lamda shadin. That once is a bishul, it can't, alpidin is a bishul, can't be another bishul to make a chayiv. But according to the Rambam, it's a much more practical statement. It's a mevushal kol tzarko. There's nothing to add. That's why the Rambam l'shitaso made it comparable to a case of dovah shena tzarok bishul klal. You're not adding anything. Even though it never was cooked. It doesn't matter, according to the Rambam. It's more in a more of a practical din. According to the Rashba, it's a lamdish din. The Rashba might disagree with the second part of the Rambam. Dovah shena tzarok bishul klal. What does that mean? There was no halachic bishul before. Maybe you'd be chayev. As long as there's any kind of improvement whatsoever. There's no improvement whatsoever. It's not malachas machsheves. But it's some kind of an improvement. Perhaps you would be chayev according to the Rashba. Maybe. So this is something which is interesting. We have to understand what does it mean, ein tzarok bishul klal. What do the words mean? So one interpretation might be that literally, absolutely nothing is added whatsoever. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. What happens if a little bit is added? So we have in the back the Mishnah Brewer. The whole Mishnah Brewer is here. Are there page numbers? Is it like a separate section, Rabbi Stein? There are pages also? Okay. Mishnah. There's a whole section of Mishnah Berurahs. Here they are. Thank you very much. This would be 186. Hinei HaRambam. He quotes this Rambam. Hinei HaRambam Perek Tes on the bottom. Because of the Mavashal Davash and Mavushal Kotzok or Sh'enter of Bishal Klal, Potter, quotes it verbatim. U'poshal Anias Daiti. Tahainu Davash She'enu Mishtabeach Klal Ayadei HaBishal. U'lafuke Peros V'chiyai Gavda. Shumishtabeach Ayadei HaBishal. If you... I tell you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I had an apple for lunch. A regular raw apple took out of the refrigerator. It was delicious. But people like baked apples. Oh, it's a delicacy. Baked apple. What if I bake an apple on Shabbos? Says it, Mishnah Berurah, Shaar HaTzion. Chayev! What do you mean? Dovah Shenet Zorach Bishul Klal. I don't need this. I had the apple today without... On both sides, is there anybody in this room who can't eat a regular apple? Shemufunak. You have to have a baked apple? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yechayev anyway in Shaar HaTzion. Anyway, what's his proof? Teda, Shabbos Av Mem Amid Beis, Mayim Yeshua Mishum Bishul, Mayim Gamken Shol Sol Sol Kshu Chai. I had water for lunch too. Wasn't cooked. And he says, the Birka Yosef is Mesupik. Are you Chayev in this kind of a case or not? Etc. Fascinating. A Shalom Birka Yosef, 2 days in Birka Yosef. It's interesting that the Radvaz says, no. If I bake an apple on Shabbos, I'm putter. You know why? He uses a phrase you should know from elsewhere in Halacha. Nechal kamo shu chai. Who knows where that phrase comes from? Bishalakam. Nechal kamo shu chai. No bishalakam. You know why? Because you're going to add it in the raw state. So Radvaz takes the same phrase, as is the Mekeres and Mishnah right over here, and says, not bishals. Nechal kamo shu chai. Nechal kamo shu chai.
How do you get out of the Gemara
about mine? Oh, what do you do with water? What do you do with water? It's an offer to Gemara. Shai, does the Gemara say Yechayev and not Memamid Beis? You look it up. Never said it. Doesn't say Yechayev. It says us. The word Chayev does not appear with respect to water. But, I'm just playing with you, because the Rambam says you are Chayev. The Rambam says, in the Gemara doesn't say it. The Rambam said it. We're talking about the Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Let's open from the very beginning. We get back on page 31. Ha'ofer k'grogu is chayev. Echad ofer sapas o tavshil o mevashal samachal o sasamamonim o mechamem esamayim hakol inyan echadu. Ofer nedin yechayim edoraisa. This is against Rabosai the Teferis Yisrael. Teferis Yisrael suggests there's no chi of deraisa when it comes to mayim. It's against the Rambam. So Nupat, back to Shai's question. The answer could be that according to the Rambam, perhaps water is a category all unto itself. That's why it's mentioned separately. Look at the Rambam's categories. What does he say? Ofer is a pas, mevashel es amachol. Now, ofer is a different kind of a heat source. It's a dry. Mevashel pas is in water. Mevashel amachol is in water. Ofer is a mamonim. Okay, that's the same mevashel. And the third verb is hamachamem es amayim. I would have saved a few extra drops of ink. Hamavashel es amachol or es amamonim or es amayim chayv in your nechadim. Why did he say mechamim? He used a different verb. So it could be that the tzvei dinim. When it comes to other foods, the chiv is mevashel. When it comes to water, the chiv is mechamim. So when it comes to mevashel, we have the rule that if it's nechal kamo shu chay, you would be potter according to that side and within Shittas HaRambam that the quotes in the Bible, Mekeves the Mishnah Birkei Yosef. But it comes to Mechamim Es Hamayim, that svar is not applied. It's a brand new din. But to be honest, it's not completely proof that it's a brand new din. It may not be a brand new din. Why did he mention it separately? Read the next part of the Rambam. Shia Mechamim Es Hamayim Ked Lirchos Bonei V'Kotten Shia Mevash Os Hamamonim Kedei Shiruyen L'Dovah Shia Mevash Nosolo. Could be they only mention it's a separate category only for the technical reason of the Shiur. Not completely clear that it's a separate category. That's the whole question over here. Is it a proof or is it not a proof? Oh, fine. It seems to me, Rabosai, that this Machlokas Rashi and Rambam could have a different nafkamina as well. The Radvaz, in his baked apple case, proves his point from the Rashba. If the Rashba says, if it's Nechel Kamacha Ben Drusoy, who is this Ben Drusoy guy anyway? Who is Ben Drusoy? What kind of tzaddik is he? Jesse James! So he is, a bandit, he's on the run. That's who he is. It's not Ben Azay, not Ben Zoma, it's a Ben Drusoy, it's a different kind of a guy. Okay? So he eats on the run. So if he eats on the run, so he has no time. No, so he has to eat a half cooked, a third cooked. All right? Rav Osai, would you and I eat this stuff? Some of us yes, some of us no. We'd kvetch. But an apple, everybody eats. So Radvaram Kavachayma says the Radvaz. Madach, if I cook something called the Rashba, which is Machal Ben Drusoy, I'm Potter. If I cook an apple, which is Nechal L'Kol Olam, I'm Kavachayma Potter. As I stand in Radvaz. But, as you already can figure out by now, that's no proof. Because in the Chonot of the Rashba, it's a Lamdash of her. So the Lamdash is that if it's Nechal Kamachal Ben Drusoy, it was cooked already. If it's cooked already, so for sure I'm going to be Potter Chonot of the Rashba's Lamdash. Take a case of an apple, which is not cooked already, the Rashba already say Yechayev. Now, again, if there's absolutely zero improvement, it's not a Lachas Machsheves. But if people consider baked apples to be an improvement, perhaps in fact you would be chayv. The kavachom is the kavachom of pricha. Okay. Now, Rabosai, take a look at the prima godim. I think of a prima godim, which could be even practical as man hazeh, although his case is not really practical. But we'll see. Prima godim, page 144. Ooh. 144. What's it say over here? Prima Godim says, Nistapakti, the bottom of the last two lines. Bishol b'chame tveria, or told us chama, which you're potter. Im bevashal achakach b'chame or im chayef. They were the potter. The kvon is pal the bishulo. The efshemut of the gamri. He's saying, in bishol achah bishol. What was the suffix? L'chorah, this is the suffix. According to the Rambam, it should have had to be potter. The maaser was cooked. Practically speaking, nothing changes. According to the Rashba, I can hear tutzdadim. According to the Rashba, the first cooking wasn't really a cooking halachically, because you cooked it in the sun. So now I'm cooking for the very first time. I'm cooking on the fire. Maybe it'd be chayef. That's a suffix. So again, once again, if there's no proven whatsoever, likely to be potter for that, for a different reason. It's a din klali, no improvement. But let's say, I don't know, just imagine this. Let's say you took an apple and you baked it in the sun. Ooh, it's a nice summer day. Put the apple in the sun. Ah, baked in the sun. Geschmack. Okay? And then I take that same apple and I will put it in a regular fire. And it gets a little bit more baked, even though it's already. Maybe you would be chayv. Might have to meet us in our world. Come on. We don't cook in the sun. Microwave. Assuming a microwave is Bishul B'cham, which many posts can assume, which maybe we'll get to a little later on. So then, if I cook something, people do cook in microwaves these days. If I cook a kugel in a microwave, and I want to put it up on the blech on Shabbos afternoon. We'll leave out those blechish, we'll come to that later. Might be Osir. First time it's been cooked on the fire. So this is the prima godim, it's not just some abstraction. It could come up halacha l'maaseh. According to Rambam, we said it should be potter. According to the Rashba, perhaps could be chayv. Any questions so far? Okay, so this is the introduction to these halachas. Is there an exception to the rule that even the Rambam will understand that there would be a case of chiyuv bishul after a complete bishul has been completely cooked, and there might be chayv anyway? Yes, there is an exception. Take a look in the. That Ramah that we had before, page 31, Halacha Vav. Hamatich echad mimine matchis, kol shu. Hareza told us mevashel. If you melt metal, yichayim edaraisa, I told us mevashel. The Magamisha quotes here, Rishalmi quotes here, the Babli. Right. Yavamis. Who's on Yavamis here? Who got it at Vav? Mali Bishop Psila, Mali Bishop Samamana. Okay, Nag Mishnah quotes it. Fine. What happened to Bishul Lachar Bishul? What happened to Bishul Lachar Bishul? A great talis discussion. Says the Egletal, when it melts, the melting is the cooking. So you saw the Gemara Masechta Shabbos talks about that. That the definition of cooking in many respects is melting or softening. I'm not sure if you have that daf here. Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Could be it's not here. Okay, we have to make some hosafas, Rabbi, for subsequently. The Gemara talks about someone has a peg, throws it into the fire, it softens and it hardens. According to the simple Pshat, Yechai for softening it. Says the Eglei Tal, once I take the metal and I soften it, and then it hardens, I quote, also le bishula. The bishul is history. Ein bishul acha bishul is only if the original bishul is in some way extant. So I took a raw chicken, I put it in the pot, and now it cooked, and now I want to put it and heat it up all over again. The first bishul is still extant, it's still a cooked chicken, it's cooled down. Ein bishul acha bishul. But the metal, the definition of cooking with respect to metal is only melting. So once it hardens, it's also lebishula. Also lebishula. According to the Rambam, we understand very well, because after all, he says that it's a practical consideration. Even according to the Rajba, if it's the shame bishula is completely canceled, the Rajba will agree that you would be chayef. It's not the same as Machab and Drusoy, but it wasn't canceled. Adkan, Rebosim. Any questions? Let us now turn our attention to what we spoke about at the very beginning, the Shver Rambam, why the Rambam says you are potter, when we think the Rambam should have really said it's mutter. Doesn't he agree enough in the Mishnah? Ain't bishul acha bishul, it's mutter. It says kuf mem hei. It doesn't say it's potter, it says mutter. When it's cooked on Friday, you put it in the hot water on Shabbos. Black and white. So why does the Rambam use the word potter? That's what's bothering us. Care about sight? Remember the question? You noticed, he said potter a different time. But something which is what? Eino tzarech bishul klal. There he also uses the word potter. He uses the word potter. So once again, it sounds like it's potter abel osur midirabonan. So it would appear. Okay. So in order to introduce what I want to say now, I want to ask you if you know about the most famous machlokos of all in Hilchos Bishul Acha Bishul. The single most famous machlokos of all. Who knows what it is? The, without a question. We certainly apply, the Mishnah says you apply it to a chicken. That's the example the Gemara gives. Tarnagola. What's the biggest machlokos in Sharla about Bishul Acha Bishul that you know about? Davalach, thank you. Davalach. Do we apply it to Davalach or do we not apply it to Davalach? Let's see some of the primary sources. Let's take a look over here in the page 13. See the Rush. The Rush says over here. Okay. We'll start from Yud Aleph and go back to Yud. The Rashi Pirish Liel Gzera Shemi Atiach Hakadeirish in its Tanan. Akshi Yurtz Alatmina Vyatichena Betchila Be'ur. V'nitzav Avashel B'Shabbos. Levashel b'Shabbos, but it was presumably cooked already. What do you mean, levashel b'Shabbos? Levashel b'Shabbos. That's what he asks in the previous in Simon Yud towards the end. He says, once something is cooked, there's no more cooking it anymore. He doesn't understand. Well, the parshinah lo shach bishul b'tavshel shenis bashel. What do you do with the gemara daflam b'dalid? That's Namash Bishul Shemiyachata. Rashi learns at Bosai, it's Shema, it's Bishum Bishul. Why? Upirish Rashi, Mavushal Havi Bishul Midrabona, Lamadnu Sha'ap, Tavshin, it's Bashul, and it's Tanim, Shayach Be Bishul. Why? It tells you why. Kevin Shieshbo Mashke. For Hod Armina, the way we started the Shia today, Koshabo Bacham of Neshabbos, Shorna Bacham of Shabbos, Hainu Dover Yovesh. Could go and turn the gold of the Rav Abba the Kamadav Kuf Memeim and Beis. And they rise back and forth. This is a machlokas we'll call between Rashi, who's machmir, and the Rush himself, who seems to be not al hakim. Now, Rabbi, everybody with me so far? How we pass halacha and Shulchan Aruch? Just before we go into the Tulpulin, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's take a look. We had the Mishnah Berurah before. It's what, 180 something or other? 180s. Take a look back here in page 179. Tavshishan is Bashal called Sarko. Yesh Bamishim Bishal in its Tanein. He passes Beferish Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal Badav Alach. Right? And he says, when is it true? Next to the last line of the page. B'tavshal sheyesh b'morok. Avodavash in his bashal kvavu yovesh muta l'shrotso b'chaz b'shabbos. Why? We know it's the famous rule. The whole world knows this rule. Why? Come on, why? Ein bishal achar bishal. The next to the last line of Mishnah Berurah tells you. The ein bishal achar bishal. World famous. We saw it first in the Mordechai. It applies to salads according to the Mechaber. Does not apply to liquids. Okay? But, how do you define this special kvar? How do you define it? It was defined before. Kol Tzoko. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam against the Rashba. That in order to permit a bishul, like a bishul, has to be A, it has to be a davar yavesh, and B, it must be mevushal, kol tzarko. Not enough, Malka ben Dusoi. Okay, so far so good? So far we're doing okay. Now, it's interesting. The question becomes, yeah, take a look at the Bir Halacha. Hinei din zeh, tapadal yesh. It's a machlokes. Rambam, Rash, Baran, hold by Dov Alach, Ein bo Mishnah Bishal, Afilin, the sound of the Gamu. So why is the Mechaber passing against him? Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh quotes it, the Tur. Okay? It's not clear. Not clear. Now, the Rash, and the Ran says of a Farish. How did the Beis Yosef know that the Rambam holds that there's Yesh Bishal Achab Bishal by Dov Alach? He never said it. He never said it. What did I say? Eish? Ein. Because the Rambam holds like Rashman the Ram. Ein b'shalach b'shalach b'davolach. How did the Beis Yosef know it? He never said it. The answer is, he never said it. Everything's butl to prove in us. Rambam Paskins, ein b'shalach b'shal. Doesn't say that lach is an exception. But Mela comes to that it's mutl. That's where Yosef's character, look at the Beis Yosef, you'll see it. He attributes more to the Magad Mishnah, but it's really the Rambam himself that said it doesn't make a distinction. If it doesn't make a distinction, that it should be presumably mutter in agreement with the Rashba and the Ran who say so beferish. That's where Belocha gets it from. Okay, fine. Now, let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, where this is found in the regular Shulchan Aruch, which you have in the previous section, page 142. Okay. No, 143. Mutal Ishroso. Okay, that's the Mishnah we started with. What case? This Bashak Vavo Yavish. Mutal Ishroso. B'chamim B'shabbos. Says the Mogan Avram Yudalid. I feel a bikli risha. The ein bishul achar bishul. Fine. Umashem iloshna shogun aruch, says the Mogan Avraham. The alone is bashel mirav Shabbos. Rak nishra b'chamin. Osir lishroso b'chamin b'shabbos. V'tov l'achmir if ziyatso lettuce. Wow. If it's nizbashel on Friday, then you can be sure it on Shabbos. It was not. It was only Nishra on Friday. Also the Shroso Becham. So he suggests. The Shver Mogan Avraham. It's against the Rambam. I don't know if it was Rambam is here. in Perek Chav Beis and Hilchos Shabbos. I don't think we have it here. Perek Chav Beis and Hilchos Shabbos is a Rambam. I read it to you verbatim. Dovash in his bashel kodam Hashabbos on nishu b'chamim lifnei Hashabbos. Af al pishu achshav tzonei mutal l'shrosu b'chamim b'shabbos. Beferish. So the Machzah Shekel calls the Mogen Avraham on this one. Take a look over here in Yud Dalet. Take a look. Take a look. The Chabad said again, Mash the Ramora, the last line of column one of Machzah Shekel here on page 143. Mash Milosh and Shulchan Aruch. That only if it's what? Nisbashel on Friday, it could be Shorah B'Shabbos. But near Lashon Rambam, top of column two, the Sefer Le Dekemesh Nishmer of Shabbos, B'mayim Roschim, Afal Gavshon is Bashal Mer of Shabbos, Mikol Mekom Choshel Kemavushal Mer of Shabbos, M'yazeh, Temut Lashroso B'chama B'Shabbos. And where did Ram get it from? Lashon the Mishnah. Kol Shebo B'chama Mer of Shabbos, Shoron Osu B'chama B'Shabbos. Lokotani Kol Shebo is Bashal Mer of Shabbos. So enough to have Shriya. So the Mogen Avraham says, you're right. The Rambam sounds that way, but the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber disagrees. So says the Machzis Hashek. Okay. Now, the Rambam himself, the Beis Yosef says, even if, believe it or not, he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, Kevin Shanishim Erev Shabbos B'mayim Roschim, Nishra means it's soaked. It's soaked in that water. Not a word is mentioned about cooking. The Beis Yosef says, even if it didn't reach Machal Ben Jusoy, it's mutter anyway. It's mutter anyway, says the Rambam, to put in water on Shabbos itself. Why? The Beis Yosef says, since it was Nisha B'mayim, boiling water before Shabbos, considered Mavushal, you're not considered Mavushal B'Shabbos, you put it back in the hot water on Shabbos. How can that be? The Rambam requires Mavushal Kol Tzarko. Mavushal Kol Tzarko. Oh. So it seems to me, and I'm telling you a Chiddush now, that the Rambam distinguishes between Mavushal and Shorah. Two different concepts completely. Remember, go back to page 1. Back to the Lashon of the Mishnah that we started with. On page 1. We're not discussing the Vashala, we're talking about Shorah. Not page 1, I'm so sorry. Page, was it 9? Page 9. Kol Shebo B'chamim Erev Shabbos Shoron Oso B'chamim B'Shabbos. Not a word about Bishul is mentioned here at all. Bishul man dechar shemei. Who's talking about Bishul? It's true. Rashi says, Shenis Bashel. The Arayim said, this mission is the source for the din of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. That's how we started. But the Rambam thinks out of the box. He's not bound to what the Bali HaTos to say when Rashi says. He says, it's his own Malch. Nothing to do with Bishul over here whatsoever. He's talking about Shorah. When it comes to Mavushal Yechayv, unless it's Mavushal Kol Tzarko before, as we saw earlier. Lishros is Mutta. Who sets up before me? The Evan Ha'ozel. On this Rambam. It explains to you why, but I'll give you the Kitz and Nimritz. It's in Perek Chav Beis. He writes as follows. Shriyas Abbas is Tikkun Ktsas. Tikkun Ochel. It's not really did a Bishal. That Kovish Kvashi must have been the Rabbanon. That's why it's in Perek Chav Beis. Yet the Rama has all the rises first and the Rabbanon's later. The Perek Tes is the rises. Perek Chav Beis is all the Rabbanon's. The whole Yisrael of Yibbeth Chlal is only with the Rabbanon. Once I had a little ticket from Friday, it was Nisha B'chamin. Chazal never asked it. And then he throws in an extra phrase. Havikim Obishul, the Achresh in his Bashal called Tzarko. Su lo shayach bishul. The truth is, how does he know the Evan Ozel? We're discussing only Shriya here. These are the Rabbanan. The Rambam never mentioned the word bishul whatsoever. There is no mention of bishul. I'm going to tell you a tremendous chiddush. If the be bishul, would be bad news for the Jews. You know why? My chiddush is that the Rambam denies the principle of ein bishlach a bishul on a practical level. The Raisa, perhaps, yes. But midrabanan, it's us. That didn't push it. The whole world assumes it's axiomatic. Everyone knows ein bishlach a bishul. But the whole source is this Mishnah. We just got to a saying, according to the Rambam, it's nothing to do with bishul. It's only the Shriya. So there's no source for the din? None. None. I'll ask, what are we talking about? The whole Mishnah, the Mishnah says, this is on page one. On page one, we're taught that if you can take something from the fire and put it back, what's it called? Lo yachzir. Right? So in a certain case, lo yachzir, ach yigur, etc. It means you can take something off the fire and put it back on the fire. Mefurish. And before a Mishnah, that that's okay. That proves absolutely nothing. You could be referring to a case where the pot is still hot. Hot chicken. Hot chicken, you take it off and put half it back. That's before a Mishnah, that's mutter. But if it's kind of cold chicken, you can't put it back. Why can't you put it back? None of these Xerus Bishul. It's Bishul Midrabanan. Because the Rambam denies the principle of ain't bishul acha bishul in a practical sense. It's awesome in the Rabbanim. So I saw there's a wonderful recent sefer called the Megillah Sefer on Shabbos by Rabbi Eisenthal from Ramot. He also points out that according to the Rambam's Pshat, the Mishnah Kufmem, hey, there's no source in Shas. No source in Shas. That there's ain't bishul acha bishul. No source. Except, no, there is a source. What's the source? The Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav. You can take the Gra quotes as a source. The Gra can be found. Take a look over here, back at Bira Gra. Page 120. One second. 123. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? You take something off the flame, you can put it back, calls man shiro sachas. Okay? Afal gav dein bishul acha bishul. How did he know it's not bishul acha bishul? It says it got three words. Midemuto lachzira bishabas. This proves ain't bishul acha bishul. But if it cools off, and it's a liquid, it's usher, as we saw before, Rashi's Pshat, look on the Rosh per Gimel that we just saw. So that Megillah Sefer calls the Gra as a source, and Bishlach Abishal, how do you know? It's Mutter to return something on Shabbos. Rebbeinu Shalom! It's still boiling hot! It's still boiling hot! It's still hot! As a matter of fact, the Ritmus is Beferish Naf Lama Tesam and Aleph, that if it cools off, you in fact may not put it back, not because of our discussion, because of a different discussion. It's called Nesina Mechadosh. Not going into those details now. How can you prove from this Mishnah that HaChazara's mutter that ain't Bishlach HaBishl? Maybe it's on the case where it's hot. So I'm telling you, my Chiddush Nifla V'Noira, it's against, I haven't seen anybody to say this. Anybody. If you find somebody, let me know. Go on your computer. Maybe someone else, I'm following in his footsteps, to say this Chiddush Noira, that according to the Rambam, Midrabanan, Yesh Bishl Achar Bishl. Okay? That's what I wanted to suggest. Wow. Interestingly, the Magad Mishnah on that first Rambam that we saw, it's page 31, I believe. I'm sorry?
Can you just suggest simply in the Rambam that he's getting it from the Gemara by mind, and he holds that you shouldn't distinguish between Lach and Yavish?
And they're both also, they're both Mutter.
They should both be us.
Exactly. So I wanted to say, according to the Rambam, exactly. The Beis Yosef was medayik from the Rambam, made no distinction. Ein bishlach abishul b'davolach. I want to agree with Shai's suggestion. Fakert. He'll yesh bishlach abishul. Of course, by Rabbanon, even by Davar Yovesh. Exactly so. Very good. Now, this leads me to the other half of that Rambam. Now, the Rambam put two things together. Let's go back to page 31, the first Maramak on the Rambam. Hamavash al-Uru davashim avushul kol tzorko, o davashim atzorach bishul klal. Potter. Says the Magen Mishnah, Dovah Shein Tzorach Bishul Klal, that's the last, that's the second wide line. Poshadu. Obvious, you didn't do anything. V'nilmad, Imasha Nechleku B'perakiru D'afem HaMedbeis, Shemen, Im Yesho Mishum Bishul Im Lav. Mikan Shein Dovah Shein Tzorach Bishul, Ein Bo Bishul Adivrei Hakol. That's the Magen Mishnah's Raya. Poshut sounds like the Tosfos Rosh I told you before. Poshut Misvara. Poshut Misvara. But learning from Shemen? Shemen? According to what I said, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel is saying, Potter advisedly. Potter Abel Osir. So says Rabbi Kivega. Beferish. Kivega says that when the Rambam says, Tovashen Atzorach Bishul is Potter, he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Potter means Potter Aval Osir. Shall we have it over here? Hold on. Resh Nun Dalet. Take a look. Maybe it's here on 134. Maybe. Is it here? Yes, it should be here. Rabbi Kivega. Take a look. Let's read the one line. The last line of Rabbi Kivega. Elohocha Dehavi Rachmed Rabbanon. Kevin Yacholim Chaim V'Ein Tzorach Bishul Kvash Chosav Rambam. So he passes over here. Dovash Ein Tzorach Bishul. The Rambam says Potter. He means Potter. Also Mid Rabbanon. Stands to reason the previous phrase Ein Tzorach Bishul Klal. Excuse me. The Vushul Kol Tzorachom is also also Mid Rabbanon. Eglei Tal said because of other extraneous Yisurim. The Pasha Pshatzak of Kivegan. Also Mid Rabbanon. The problem of course becomes Rabbi Osai. But Shemen is Mutter. But Shemen is mut. Yeah. Pasha Pshat. The answer is, according to the Rambam, Shemen is going to be awesome with the Rabbanim. You look at Perek Chav Beis, you'll see it. Aloha Dalet and Hey. There's another Rambam. The Rambam says, you can't put something which is Sonan al gabi klichan b'shabbos, sharei molid bochom b'shabbos. So Gemara mefurish in Shabbos at memchesem and alf. Mefurish. So the Megillah Sefer that I quoted earlier says a new iser molid chom b'shabbos. It's like at least a molid. You know we have molid reach and molid eish. A new concept molid chom. Not new with bishul. Of course, he says he attributes it to the Beis Yosef in Simon Reish and Luches. According to me, no. Molid chom is iser bishul b'derabbanan. Yesh bishul achar bishul b'derabbanan. It's potter aval osir. This would explain the kasha. The Gemara says beferish Rabbi Osai. You can take cold water, and put it into what we call a klisheni, a boiling hot water. Beferish the Gemara daf membezim and alf. So yes, the kasha. What do you mean, a molid chom? He's the Shita, so that's a separate Issa. The Shita see that molid chom is simply an Issa bishul midirabbana. Ain't bishul b'klisheni? Ain't bishul b'klisheni? You can't label it as bishul. Can't really. Okay. Let us now turn our attention a little bit to some more practical considerations of bishul achar bishul b'davalach. How do we paskin halacha lemaisa? We're going to solve machlokas in the rush. The gedolei rishonim fight about it. What's it in? We don't know. So we can make the following suggestion. The Rambam said that water is its own category. Why? We can suggest that it's liquid. When it comes to liquid, the definition of cooking is heating. Rabbi said, can you soften liquids? People use this expression sometimes. You can't soften liquid. You can soften a hot chicken, a hot potato, a hot pig. You can't soften water. So by definition, we can suggest when it comes to liquids, cooking is defined as heating. Oh, if cooking is defined as heating, just like the Eglei Tal said, metal cooking is defined as softening. Once it hardens, ozalei bishulo, it's all gone. So too, when it comes to liquids, what a definition of cooking is heating. Once it cools down, then the entire bishul is gone. Poof, history. So yesh bishul lach bishul, but davar lach. If, however, we don't make this fundamental distinction, we're going to treat liquids more or less the same as solids, then we should say that the same ain bishul lach bishul b'davar yovesh, so too b'davar lach. Are all dvarim lachim created equal? Take a look at Rabosai here in the Prima Garden. It's right over here. Prima Garden says, should be here somewhere. I'm sorry, but I don't see it here right now. Prima Garden can be found Resh Nun Dalet. Maybe it's somewhere in the Makara Street. I'm not seeing it right now. Prima Garden says, you know what? I'm not sure. Maybe only when it comes to water, we should say Yesh Bishalach Abishal B'davolach. Not soup. What's his lumdus? When I have water and it's cold and I make it hot and it cools off again, the original heating is gone. History. When I take a cold chicken and cold water and I cook it up for an hour and a half, it becomes delicious. The mother's best chicken soup. Now I cool it down. What do I have? I now have cold water and a cold chicken? No. I have cooked chicken and I have delicious tasting chicken soup, except I don't like the cult. But it can't say it went back to its original state of water. This suggestion is made by the Prima Gaon. He suggests it. And then he says, but I'm sorry, Mistimas Aposke Mashma, all liquids, Yesh Bishal Lach Bishal, but it's time. I'm sorry, I can't show it to you.
32.
It is? Oh, is that 32?
132.
132, please, thank you so much. 132. It's those little things inside. Thank you. Thank you. 132. Oh, thank you very much. He says as follows. L'chor anirim. It's halfway down in the left column. Eish levram. Davka mayim v'yayim v'shemen. Shein eish pol bol achsha kol kach. T'necha chai gam kein. So, it didn't achieve so much. Habishalu achimum. Rabosai, if it was consumable before and consumable after, the whole definition of bishul is the heat. Therefore, hilka kolshin etzana yesh bo bishul ozel lebishulo v'adik letal. Ma'ashenkein b'shuman abba zomol basa chicken soup. Sheyef shalechol kiyim ayadei bishul. Su af netzana ein bo bishul. Because it hasn't ozel lebishulo, it's chicken soup. Mistimas haposkim. Mashakal shoot salavalach, here's a bishlach a bishl bin itstanein. Too bad. It's a nice suggestion. It's against Stimas Kalaposki. Okay. Fascinating. Fascinating. Fine. So this is an interesting question, which the Prima Gaon makes a suggestion, but at the end of the day, he agrees that the other poskim are against him. They're against him. Okay. Oh. Are we suggesting now that Yesh Bishul Lach HaBishul is a halachic concept? Because the definition is halachic heat. We saw that one line, HaBishul Hu Achimum. Lead to a remarkable conclusion, which is in fact found in the Ran quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, page 27, and it's actually found in Shulchan Aruch too. Page 27, listen to this now. Page 27. Last paragraph. For Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Kosov, Umichshola Gedola Tachasyat Sasom, Shetonum Kumkum Shomayim Chamelit and Tocha Kader B'Shabbos. They're going to take water and pour it into the chont when it gets dry up. People do it all the time nowadays. Upamim shehaechad ein yatzal letus bo, v'acha yatzal letus bo. U'mispashal zem bezeh, v'nimtzu mevashlin b'shabes, gewalt. Because he holds yesh bishal acha bishal, b'davel ach midaraisa. Once it goes down to yatzal letus bo, mama shechiv bishal. That's the definition of heat, halachically. Fafilum shneim yatzal letus bem, ikaman damir yishalmi. Now what? Iwui, once it gets poured out of the pot, it's not longer considered to be a Kli Rishon anymore. So now, when I pour it from one pot to the other, when it's flying through the air with the greatest of ease, it's no longer in the Kli Rishon. It lands, goes back to Kli Rishon. I was in violation of Eish Bishel Ach HaBishel B'Shabbos, notwithstanding the fact that the water was boiling hot from Tchila Batzof. Because I took it from the air, which is not a Kli Rishon, and put it into a Kli Rishon when it landed. Amazing Chumrah of the Rabbeinu Yonah, and I want to tell you that it's actually found in Shulchan Aruch. The Ran doesn't like the whole thing. The Ran denies the whole concept of Bishlach HaBishlach B'lach. He says, he denies the whole thing. We mentioned it before, it's a Ran. But since we're so used to the idea of Bishlach HaBishlach B'lach, but still, Ad Kedei Kach, if it just leaves the pot, it's already in the air, it's amazing. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Yes, he does. I know you're not going to believe it, but it's there. Take a look, Rabbosai and Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Siv Dalet. Let's see it in the Mishnah Berurah version. Go back to that version. It has dots. It's easy to read. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Dalet, page 170. Last line. Yesh Limchos Amachah. Piyad Hanog and the Hatman Beod Yom Kumkum Shomayim V'Chaim V'Nosim V'Nosim V'Toch HaKedera B'Shabbos K'Shatav Shom Etztamek. Stop it, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Kuf. It's Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look. It's called Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a minute. He's going with the assumption of what? Yesh B'Shalach HaBishlach B'Davalach. Last three lines on page 170 Mishnah Berurah. Fimashi is B'Vur L'Kamon Shin Yud Ches. Then it's no problem. We do this all the time. We go against the Mechaber. What's in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tezvah Bahago? Take a look, see what it says. There's going to be a Mechaber against the Ramo. Wouldn't be the first time. Shin Yud Ches Sif Tezvah Bahago. This is found over here on page 186. The Mechaber Paskins. That's about. Dovash and his bashal called Soga. Vuhu Yovesh. Shein Bamok. Mutal Anicho Kenegan Amadura. Okay? You're allowed to put it there. Afilu Bamokam Shiatzal. Let us all. He means even if it cooled off. He Paskins. Look, Mr. Brewer Tzadi Beis. Hatam the Kemeshakon is bashal Shuvain Bamisham Chash Bishal. Okay, ein bishul acha bishul, no problem. Ramo, afilu nitztanein kvar, of course. Ein bishul acha bishul, leforesh derei mechaber bo, of course. And that's why the mechaber says it's only if it's yovish. But if it's lach gevalt, yesh bishul acha bishul b'lach, says the Ramo. V'yesh mekilin lomar, the kol shinos nagabe yesh, next page, afilu nitztanein mutter, ein bishul achar bishul b'davalach, it made the cut. The mechaber holds, look at Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Zayin, a mechaber svir ledavka shu yovish, b'davalach, shenitztanein yesh b'bishul achar bishul, if you understand the gamma, even if it's lach, Wow, two extreme positions. What, the Rambam is a great compromiser. Right? Henry Clay, is that what this is? Great compromiser. What's his compromise? V'nagu l'hokel b'zeh imlon etztanen l'gamrei. We have a compromise view. If it's fully cooled off, we hold it's also to reheat liquids. If it's only partially cooled off, then it's mutter to reheat liquids. A funny compromise. Compromises are always hard to explain. Extreme positions are very easy to explain. But the compromise position, how do you explain that? How do you explain that? No, who was the suggestion? Come on, you learned the sugyas. How do you explain this compromise? Make up your mind. Either say that lach is different, so you should be chayev as long as it's no longer halachically hot, which is what? Yatzol Erespo, whatever that means, 100 and something degrees. Or say that it's mutter even if it's in the freezer. What's the difference? What's this compromise of lo nitzan legamer? What's that based upon? Where does it come from? How do you define it? Is it the rice? Is it the rabbanon? Rabbos, I'm asking you. I'm supposed to be holding the sugyas.
So like the
egg-lay-tal
concept?
The concept?
Meaning it's not, if heating is
really... Also, Levi Shula, very beautiful. Yonah has a beautiful, brilliant answer. Meiridik. We mentioned before that we had, the egg-lay-tal said his piece with respect to metal. We applied it with respect to liquids. So once the cooking has disappeared, then history. So now we can make the following suggestion. That's true, according to some authorities, once it's no longer halachically hot. Dips beneath the Yatzal lettuce bowl, you kick it back upstairs, chayim and daraisa. Yesh bishul achabishul davalach. It was cham, now it's halachically kar, back cham again, osim and daraisa. Says Yonah, no, excuse me. It still has some residual heat. Lo nitzana legamre. As long as residual heat, lo ozale bishule, and therefore if I reheat it again, there's no din of bishul achabishul. Mutter. Beautiful. What did you mean, Yonah? No residual heat whatsoever? It's room temperature? Or you meant something else? He guesses he means room temperature. That's a good guess, what he means. That's one possibility. The Rovers once quoted as saying like you, that as long as it has some heat, residual heat, that's the lumdus. You can't say Ozle Bishule. You can't say that the heat, it did not dissipate. As a matter of fact, you know, room temperature is what, 68 degrees, and this water is 90 degrees. How can you say Ozle Bishule? It's 20 degrees above room temperature. Very nice. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's true at all. So I want to end with my last point for today. We'll have to continue this, Mr. Shem, in 2 weeks, correct? Next week is a Chogah. Okay, we'll continue. Unless you want to meet. You want to meet next Thursday? Who wants to come next Thursday? Okay, unanimous. All right. So now, I just want to show you one more source, and you'll see it. It's not at all Pashut. This is the case. Take a look, Rabosai, in page 111. 111. Column 2, towards the bottom. Kong an Or Zarua. In his Rebbe's house, the Cholent. Look at how he spelled Cholent over here. Cholent. Shin Aleph Lamed Yud Nun Tetz Shalahem. It got miskarim, got a little cold. Ubishabbos before lunch, there was a fire from the Goyim, a whole discussion. And they put it near that fire, Yischamim Ubitov. Why is it Mutter? The Mistamach, line says to the Mistamach. The mistama chamen and ksas korov layad soletisbo. It's still hot, not room temperature. Karov layatza letisbo. Karov layatza letisbo. That's the definition, Rabosai, of lo nitzana legamri. Close to yatza letisbo. How close is close? How close is close? Good question. How close is close? Who wants to venture a guess? Don't give me a number. Give me a fact. A fact. Close. How close is close? No, machab and soy is a question of a continuum of cooking from a raw chicken to a full chicken. We're talking about liquids. That's not an appropriate cutoff point. So you take a look, Rabosai, in the Trumas Adeshin, page 45, and with this we'll close. 45. Similar case. What happens? The goyim come in. They put on the fire. And they heat it up. What's the story? He says, Yeroa, dimlo niskaru achamin kolkach b'shosh otziosim anatana v'viro esh b'tanu. Dugmas kemachol ben dusoi oz vaday shori. What does that mean? What it means is, if I understand it correctly, what it means is that it's what is Malcolm? Remember Malcolm under soy was? You can eat it. You can eat it bedochak, the bear that eats it on the run. Here too, Rabosai. Here too. If it's something which you could eat bedochak, dugmas Malcolm under soy, then we say it's, in other words, Rabosai, hot chicken soup. Ah, geshmak, it's so hot. Then it starts cooling down already. All right, it passes for hot soup. It gets cooler, the Rebbetzin will not serve it. That's not hot soup. Sorry. What do you mean? It's above room temperature. Simchila, not hot soup. To quote the expression of the felicitous expression of the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, Nechel Machmas Chamimuso. Will you eat it in that level of heat? If you will, then Lo Azle Bishulam. If you will not, it's Ozele Bishul. That's the assault. That seems to be the accepted position of what's called Lo Nitztane Legamri. It's still Nechol Machmas Chamimuso. However, I ask one more question. I'm going to give you one more apparent answer. This then, that if you have a Vasha liquids which are Nitztane Legamri, it's Osir. Is it Asa Midaraisa? Or is it Asa Midarabanan? What do you say? Asa Midaraisa or Asa Midarabanan? Says the Trumas Hadeshin at the end of the same piece. Kavan, he knows that it's going to heat up the food and it cooled off completely. Av Malachi, Av Malachi. It usually means the Darais. These are all Chiddushim Gedolim, as we'll see next week, in 2 weeks. Many Gedolei Apostolim disagree. They don't accept this as being a Darais, according to the Ramah. But right now we're out of time. So in 2 weeks we'll continue these halachas of Bishul B'Shabbos.